Good morning, everyone. As you mentioned, my name is Joseph Oakes. I'm out from NC State, and I'd like to talk to you for a while this morning about a project I've worked on for the last few years with Dr. Ron Heiniger, examining phylacron interval and starter fertilizer, or phylacron interval and yield response to starter fertilizer and planting date in wheat. And to start out, we want to, as a little bit of background information as to how this study came about, we want to examine the importance of fall tillers, because in a lot of areas, especially in North Carolina, fall tillers are essential to high yields. Now, why is that? Well, your fall tillers often have large heads with larger kernels, and they have higher test weight. If you go out into a field, say, a month or so before harvest, and you pull up a plant, it's really not that hard to differentiate between your main stem, your fall tillers, and your spring tillers. I mean, ideally, your fall tillers, you'll have three or four of those at least, and they'll have heads that are comparable to those of your main stem. Well, if you look further down, your spring tillers, they're going to be a lot smaller. The heads are going to be smaller. They might not have any heads at all, or they might be dead. So, therefore, the majority of your yield is going to come from those fall tillers, and I'll show you a graph showing that in just a second. But it's important to set as many leaves as quickly as possible, because it generally takes about three leaves to produce a tiller, and after that, ideally, you'll produce a new tiller with each new leaf after that. So, you know, it's important to get those early leaves established so you can get those tillers growing as early in the fall as possible. And therefore, you want to have these tillers established before the cold weather sets in and those tillers stop growing, because your spring tillers will have a low test weight, will have smaller heads, and will not contribute to yield as much. And I just want to stick in this graph. It's from a previous study that we've done, looking at two different seeding rates, but it kind of illustrates the importance of your fall tillers. If you look on the bottom, it's broken down to where your yield came from, your fall, your winter, and your spring, and then your total on this line here. And if you see, like, for both seeding rates, you're close to 100 bushels per acre. Well, especially in that high seeding rate and some in that lower seeding rate, the majority of your yield is coming from those fall tillers. You have some yield coming from those winter tillers and very little from your spring tillers. So, therefore, this kind of reiterates the importance to get those early fall tillers established, because that's where the majority of your yield is going to come from, either those fall tillers or that main stem. So, with this study, we're examining phylacron interval. And basically, what is phylacron interval? Well, it's the developmental time necessary for the elongation of successive main stem leaves, or in more general terms, it's the number of growing degree days or heat units required to complete a main stem leaf stage. So, how many growing degree days it takes to complete to produce a new main stem leaf, that's what your phylacron interval is. And the objective of this study was to examine two different planting dates, as well as three different starter solutions, to determine their impact on phylacron interval, tiller development, and yield. So quickly, I'll go through some materials and methods. We had four site years in North Carolina. We had one location in 2012, 2013, and then three in 2013 and 2014. And these kind of represented the major wheat grown areas across the state of North Carolina. Our split plot design, our main plot was our two planting dates, as I mentioned, your own time, as well as a late planting date. Our subplot was, you had three starter treatments, 30% UUAN, 11-37-0, 9-18-9, and all three of these were put out at rates where you had equal amounts of nitrogen being put out, and then we also had an untreated control. Okay, so main stem leaves are counted according to the Hahn scale, and basically what the Hahn scale is the total number of fully developed leaves plus a fraction of the next leaf. So let's say, for instance, you have three main stem leaves and your fourth leaf is, say, a third of the way developed. Well, your Hahn stage will be approximately a 3.3. And then we regress the number of leaves that were accumulated against the number of growing degree days accumulated is done by Baker et al. And this is how we determine phylacron interval. I'll show you a graph showing that in a second. We also took tiller counts right prior to harvest, as well as grain yield. And then we use a PROC GLM to determine differences among planting date and starter treatments in phylotron interval, tillers, and grain yield. So this graph is kind of lays the groundwork for some what we're going to talk about today, and it shows the importance of growing degree days or heat units in leaf production. Because with wheat, it doesn't really grow according to calendar days, it grows according to growing degree days or heat units. So as you're accumulating heat units, you're accumulating main stem leaves, and it's a fairly a one-to-one relationship for both planting dates, your own time in November, as well as your later planting date. And you'll see that the later planting date did have a slight increase in the rate of leaf growth, and I'll discuss that in more detail here in a second. But the important thing to realize is that temperature or accumulated heat units is a big driver in producing leaves and therefore producing tillers as well. So when it comes to planting date, we have two questions that we want to ask. First of all, can temperature be managed by planting date? Because from the previous slide, we saw the importance of temperature in the production of leaves and tillers. And second of all, is there an ideal planting date? Well, I'm going to show you a couple of locations. I'll start out by saying that all four site years, there was a significant planting date main effect. There was a starter fertilizer main effect. I'm at only one location. I'll point that out in a second. But then there were not interactions between starter and planting date. So I'm going to focus on the planting date, and then I'll go into the starter. And this location was at Hereford in northeast North Carolina in 2012-2013. And first thing we want to look at is phylotron interval. And one thing to keep in mind with this chart is that shorter is better because it's taking fewer growing degree days to produce a main stem leaf. So if you look, it's kind of somewhat surprising, but your December planting date actually had a shorter phylotron interval than did your November planting date. So that therefore it's taking fewer growing degree days to produce a new leaf, and it's growing quicker. Now, did that shorter phylotron interval correspond to increased tillers? Well, it did at this location and year. Very surprising, but you did have a higher number of tillers at harvest from the later planting date than did you did for your own time planting date. Now, how about for yields? Grain yield, again, your tiller, it corresponded with your tiller production. You had a higher yield at that later planting date than did you that early planting date. Now, that's very surprising for our part of North Carolina, or for anywhere in North Carolina for that sake. You're not going to normally see a higher yield and higher tillers being produced at that later planting date. But one thing to notice is that this is, as I showed you in that previous graph, is based on the importance of growing degree days and heat units. And I actually, in this year, it was actually warmer in December than it was in November. Okay, so we had more heat units produced in December than in November, so that therefore you couple the more heat units produced with that shorter phylotron interval, and we produced more tillers and a higher yield in 2012. Now going to 2013, it was a more of a normal year. It was it was a little bit warmer in November, and then it was colder in December, as is normally the case. Well, again, when you're looking at phylotron interval, you had a shorter phylotron interval at that later planting date, which was surprising at first, but then you look at some of the previous research done, and it kind of shows that a lot of times phylotron interval is day length dependent, and as you plant later, the phylotron interval gets shorter because the plant senses it needs to grow a little bit quicker. Now, did that correspond to more tillers and higher yields in the 2013-2014? No, it did not. Actually, we had lower amounts of tillers, as would be expected during this year, and our grain yield was significantly lower as well at that later planting date. Now, why is that the case? Because we had a shorter phylotron interval, that means the plants were growing quicker, but your tiller numbers and yields were lower. Well, as I mentioned from that previous slide, we saw that it's all driven by growing degree day or heat unit accumulations. Well, this past winter in December was very cold, so we were not able to produce as many heat units, and even though you had a shorter follicular interval, it was not, there was not enough heat units produced at that later planting date to produce an adequate number of fall tillers, and therefore your yields. So that's why your yields were lower at that later planting date, as is normally the case. Now, our second question is, I mentioned there was one location out of the four where we had an impact from nutrients and how it impacted early growth. Well, this is, again, tiller counts at harvest, and I'll draw your attention to these two, 11370 and 9189. They both had significantly more tillers than did the untreated control. How did that correspond to grain yield? Well, again, where you saw increased tiller production, you had a higher grain yield. And both those, the 11370 and the 9189, had higher yields than did your untreated control or your 30%, for that matter. So in conclusion, you know, the main aspect of this study our main takeaway point is that planting date is crucial, because in planting date, basically you're managing temperature. You can't control what the temperature is going to be from year to year, but you can control that planting date. And as we saw in, you know, one of the first few slides, as I showed you, the importance of temperature and heat unit accumulation in fall tiller and leaf production. So therefore, planting date is crucial, because you're managing early leaf and tiller development, and you're managing that temperature. And we asked, was there an ideal planting date each year? Well, indeed there was, but it was not the same each year. It's going to vary from year to year. Now, most years you will see the fact that your earlier planting will serve you better. But as we saw in 2012, there was that year where you cut up with a shorter follicular interval with your increased heat units being produced in December, and that later planting date will actually have increased tillers and increased yields. And in regards to starter fertilizer, it's more than likely not necessary in most years. However, we did see that one location this past year where we did have a yield response, and I think I failed to mention, but at that location it was very cold and wet all throughout the winter, so that early starter was able to help get those that early growth going in those fall tillers boosted. And finally, I guess the main takeaway point is that early growth and fall tiller production is the key to high yields. Without getting those that early growth established, you're not going to see high yields when it comes time to harvest. And with that, I'd like to thank the North Carolina Small Grain Growers for funding this project, and I'll take any questions you might have. Yes.
One thing that puzzles me is, maybe I'm missing something, but the November seeded wheat would have the benefit of the same warm conditions in December that the December seeded wheat would have. So why would it not take advantage of that and put up even more tillage?
So you're saying your November seeded would have.
Well, it goes through the same weather that December.
Right, but you had more time to produce those fall tillers because it was out there, but it started out earlier, so you had more time to produce leaves and tillers before it got cold.
But in the 1 year, the December did better than the November.
Right, that's because it was actually warmer later, and as the follicular interval was shorter at the later planting date both years, so it's growing quicker. And then it was actually warmer in December that year than it was in November. So you couple those two factors together, and that's why in that year the later planting date did better.
But the earlier planting date would go through that warmer weather. Why couldn't you set more tillers and stuff then?
I think it comes down to follicular interval, because it had a shorter follicular interval at that later planting date, so it was growing faster. It was taking fewer heat units to produce a new leaf.
Do we have any other questions for our speaker? If not, please join me in thanking him.